Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
We're going to evaluate everything moving forward, whether it's the scouting staff, management, coaches. Everybody is under evaluation at this point, but there are a lot of good people here that are great at their jobs.
Jarmo Kekäläinen, just a few minutes ago during his press conference with the Buffalo media, talking about everyone is under evaluation. When asked if there's going to be changes to the coaching staff or what have you, he would not give... No.
He did not give a clear answer.
He left that up in the air, and that has been a conversation. I know Frank Saravelli, I think, reported that last night or early this morning, that he was hearing rumblings that there might be a coaching change in
it
Buffalo.
It laid into credence that Jeremy White had tweeted the Sabres might not be done.
And that's the thing. I think there will be a change as well. I fully can see a world in which Lindy Ruff is the president of hockey operations and that they do bring in a different coach. Ruff only signs a 2-year deal with the Sabres initially. This is year 2.
I think Lindy is you think he's going to get elevated. I think he's just going to get let go.
And that's the thing. He could totally just get let go of the whole thing. Remember, when he was initially hired, the whole thought on that was just he was bringing credibility to the Sabres, build out the foundations, and let the next guy, at the time many of us thought it would be Seth Appert, who is actually on Lindy's staff now, would just take over in 2 years. They had broken
like
the drought.
Like a coach in waiting.
Here we go.
Yeah.
A coach in waiting. Up to this point, that has not been the case at all. Lindy's first year was rough. His second year has been equally as rough. And a lot of the glamour and the glitz that was on Appert has evaporated away.
Evaporated quickly because the power play is consistently one of the worst parts about them.
Mm-hmm.
And especially over these last 2 years. It has gotten better with Norris and Benson being more heavily involved in it. It is less just one-timers to Thompson. And don't get me wrong, he's great at them.
It's cool it was working, yeah.
But the thing is that it was the only thing working. There was no variety. And with Zucker and Norris and Benson all working around to be a little bit more involved with the puck dominant on the power play, it's giving more options. And Zucker being out, that's going to sting. He leads the team in power play goals. That's not a coincidence.
Mm-hmm.
But I do like when Norris is able to have the puck. I do like when Benson is able to distribute on the power play. I think he tries things that are a little more bold. And that comes with a younger player, the confidence,
he's
the swagger.
A fun player to watch,
Sometimes it's going to end in bad decisions, but it's a bold decision. Having Doan there as the net front presence has helped this power play. So maybe it is a little bit more of just the talent issue, but the coaching over the last few years of it has been cycle the puck around, get Tage the one-timer, and when teams are able to predict it at this point because it's all you've got, or Thompson misses the net and you're back chasing the puck in your own zone.
And it very quickly devolves into, what am I watching? We're better when we're down a man than when we have any advantage.
Yes. And that's also the leading the league in empty net goals scored. It's the same principle. It's the exact same principle.
Absolutely. It's the exact same principle.
So it just, you got to get messy with those situations. Don't be on the outside, because then you're not moving the defense. You're not moving the penalty kill. You're not moving anybody. And just in 6-on-5, just get it to the net.
They were good at that early in the year, too. That was what Josh Doan was doing so impressively, that he was willing to get dirty goals. And it was like, oh, my gosh, they actually have someone that wants to do that. It's like one, maybe two. Zucker does that.
Yeah, Zucker does it a lot,
too. There's only a few guys that do it. And then, the power play, still the mindset kind of seems to be. And it's fair. He is your best player on the power play at times. Get the puck to Tage on the one-timer. It's just when
it's
teams
just
are predicting
umbrella,
it.
But you're only using the top three of it.
Yeah.
And that's not good hockey when you're only using not even like just over half of the players on the ice. And that's what the Sabres have done for years now with this power play, is they have an umbrella power play, but they don't use everybody. They just use three players, Dahlin, Thompson, and whoever's on the other side on the other circle.
Right.
Typically it was like JJ or it was Jack Quinn. Now you have players that have a little bit more of the creativity, and they're trying to utilize it. But, yeah, like you said, the shine on Appert has definitely gone away.
Also, Mike Leone being very good in Rochester, if not better than Appert was, help immediately.
He's been better with not as top tier of prospects.
Yeah.
Is the other part of it. Because Appert, it's with Quinn, Paterka, and Krebs together. And with Leone, it's your top prospect is Levi, who – every now and then goes through some bad stretches, even in the A. Goalies are weird. But outside of that, Hellenius is solid. Oslund and Rosane have probably graduated at this point, and they're the tweeners this year. Kulik, he already doesn't have anymore. Kulik is a full-time NHLer. So, I would argue that it's with less talent that he's been more successful, less top-end talent within the prospect pool, and more successful because of it.
So, we'll see we'll see if they do make some changes here in the coaching staff. I do anticipate it, and I know Jeremy's tweeted it out, and he's sort of hinting at maybe the same thing. 803-0550, the number to call. We'll get to your calls here in just one moment. But first up, listen to Show Up on the Bulldog all week for your chance to win a $100 Woodhouse Spa gift card, courtesy of course, Woodhouse Spa on Main Street in Williamsville. Woodhouse makes it simple to give the perfect gift with their curated holiday packages. Everything from deep tissue massages to hot stone treatments and incredible facials. Visit woodhousespa.com. Again, number to call, 803-0550. You want to give your thoughts on Kevin Adams, Jarmo Kekalainen, the Sabres as a whole. We'll get connected to our fans. Brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. We'll start today off with Josh on the line. Josh, good morning. How are we doing, man?
Hey, I'm doing good. How about you guys doing?
Doing well. We're hanging.
There you go. Hey, just wanted to see what y'all thought about just with the goaltender situation going forward. I know this has been a hot topic all year and stuff like that between UPL, Colton, and then Lyon. I mean, with the new GM in town and stuff, I mean, do we call Levi up possibly? I mean, I know that's a poll, but I mean, just what do y'all think about the whole goaltending situation? How do you think he's going to move forward with that? Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Josh. I'll just my thoughts on this real quick. I'm not bringing up a fourth name. He is going to stay in the A the whole year. On the three goalies, though, my whole thing, I don't know how much I've actually said it on air, but my whole thing has been kind of since Lyon started off hot and then Colton Ellis wasn't terrible, I was cool to move off of UPL. I was fine to run with those two and then kind of dance around the idea of, like, what can we get for either Colton Ellis or Devin Levi after the season?
And that's the thing, is that when Kekalainen mentions that everything's under valuation, he knows Levi is in Rochester. And what was the Sabres' supposed long-term answer in net is none of the three goalies that are on the active roster right now, which made it all the more infuriating that Buffalo's been holding on to three goalies this year. Because next year, you would imagine you're probably looking at Devin Levi and going, well, now's the time, kid. We've given you a couple of years in Rochester, really let you sit there and develop. Are you here or are you not? And that would probably have been the plan going forward here. And I still think that should be the plan. So Kekalainen saying, we need to get off this three-goalie thing, I wouldn't be dismissive of Kekalainen moving Lukanen. The problem is the team that needed a goalie and needed a quote-unquote upgrade, A, didn't really get much of an upgrade, but made their move.
But that also showed maybe how desperate Edmonton was at the time.
Edmonton traded for Tristan Jarry, and I'm like, cool, you gave up a second rounder for old...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Stuart Skinner. All right.
But that was the team that you, I think many were probably sitting there thinking, like, they need a goaltender. They specifically didn't, or Connor McDavid specifically didn't take a ton of money to free up some cap.
Could you mess with that team and get something back?
And instead Ellis has been hurt too. Don't get me wrong. Like, yes. There's been other things that have played into
Ellis just got hurt though.
But Ellis just got hurt and this is where the inaction thing comes up. For many people, this is the inaction stuff.
Say that you made the move before the road trip, right? And you're back to two goalies. Ellis gets hurt, right? The caller just mentioned Devin Levi. You call him up for a game, let him sit there, and then that's it. Send him back down. Call him up for a couple games, and then if Ellis is healthy, you send him back down. Or he stays for a little bit and gets some NHL time because of injury.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. I'm here for that, because that's how normal teams work.
I do, though, in all seriousness, have like zero appetite for Levi to come up for any extended period of time past the, hey, we're injured, we need you to come up here real quick, like the normal NHL
but that's
roster movement.
And Paul mentioned it in the last segment of like, they've done this twice now with extended three-goalie rotations into a season where it's not normal. Like, if Levi's here, it should be because of injury. Ready? If there's three goalies on the team, it is because of an injury, which is now what it currently is. It's how it started, and it is how it currently is.
Mm-hmm. And Paul's right to bring up, too.
It's some in between.
But some of this is on Lindy as well. I mentioned Lyon gets the Lyon – yeah, that's intended. The Lyon share of starts early out of necessity. They brought in
well.
An unknown guy, and Lyon's playing well, and UPL's hurt. You're going to go until you literally can't go anymore.
But that was also.
But after that, they haven't really allowed anyone to get hot. They have not allowed for anyone to really take the job, and that has been a problem.
That was also out of necessity, though.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what I'm saying.
It was
out of necessity.
You just brought Ellison off waivers. Lukanen is hurt. Alex Georgiev is unplayable. You snag Colton Ellis off of waivers because you would be guaranteed losing games if you had to put Alexander Georgiev in net. It was just how bad he was in the preseason. You had to make a move. And they saw something with Ellis, and they decided to take that chance. Cool with that. The problem is that you kept it there, and you didn't allow for – so, yes, the coach does have to mishandle things in order for that to not work. But what are you going to do? Sit a goalie on his rear end for months at a time? No, that's probably what you shouldn't do. I don't envy what Lindy Ruff and his decision-making was. I don't know if I would have done the same thing that he did, but I also don't like it. I don't like the situation that he's being put into. And it's not the first time that a coach has had to do this under Kevin Adams. So I look at the trend, and that is the general manager twice had extensive three-goalie rotations in it, and I keep looking back at the player that's the common denominator in all of them. Ukko Pekka Luukkonen is part of every one of these three-goalie rotations that they have for like more than a couple of games.
Yeah.
That's not an accident anymore. It turns into, that's a bad contract. That's a bad extension, and you gave it to him when he played his best hockey.
And it's the frustrating thing is he did play good for half that year, but
stunning face. Look at the surprise on my face that he had his best year when they had two goalies.
He just got to go.
It's like
that's the thing is he got to just.
Fundamental roster management quality is that goalies need to get regular work. And if they don't do that, they suffer. And what has been the problem with the Buffalo Sabres, other than the power play over the last 5 years?
Yeah. Well, we're on to the next phase for
it's
them.
It's like
we'll see if
I'm
more
taking
moves.
Crazy pills. At least this part of it's over. Or so he thought, I will say, in a few years maybe. I don't know. But I'm just going to go ahead and say, thank goodness I don't have to. Okay. I still have to deal with it, but at least the general manager said we're not going to deal with that for long.
Yeah, we're on to the next phase now, and that's the thing. I now think the hardest part is the present. They have a lot of issues to work out. They still have, I think, problems overall in their coaching staff, not just Lindy Ruff, if you even think he is a problem, but I think it's near unanimous among Sabres fans. The assistants are absolutely part of the problem. Many of them have survived multiple coaches, not just with Lindy Ruff.
That's Ralph Kruger's staff.
Some of it, yeah. Yeah.
Some of it. Like, what?
Yeah. So, like, that's the thing is they have other problems they need to fix. And that's where, for me, the biggest thing I heard out of today was Jarmo Kekäläinen saying, I have full autonomy over the hockey department, that this is my team. Terry owns it, and that's not going to change. But Kekäläinen, the general manager, has full autonomy over hockey decisions. And he even made sure to push that even further by saying that, yeah, Terry can ask questions. He owns the team, and that's his right, absolutely. But he made sure multiple times to mention that he is in charge. And so I do still anticipate a number of moves coming, but it is probably also fair that there wasn't a ton of moves made on his first day on the job. He also made mention that he was not part of that Quinn Hughes report,
yes,
that the Sabres were maybe involved a little bit, or at least a call was maybe made.
They were involved a little bit, and that call could have just been, hey, what's the price? Okay, yeah. No thanks, I'm good.
But it was not him.
It wasn't him.
Today is his first day, really.
Which I suspected was the case, because like Kekäläinen was not on the road trip.
No.
And part of the road trip was Vancouver. Being involved slightly could be Kevin Adams just asking about it while in Vancouver. It's pretty easy to get into a conversation with the general manager when you're in their building.
Yeah, I mean, I said on Twitter it was Adams' death rolls of just trying anything to maybe save his job. It could have been that where he's just out there going, what are you guys getting up for him? Oh, okay.
Imagine if they traded for another defenseman.
And then now, that was my whole thing, too. It's like, they need forward help. They don't need whatever. It didn't happen. It's fine. But it just, we're on to the next phase. And I'm into what's going to happen. You know, a lot of times with the Sabres, I definitely was there this summer where I just was kind of like out of sight, out of mind. Like, I'll see him on opening night. I'll pay attention to some of the moves, but I for my own mental health, I need to get away from them. Now, because they have done something, and I do like the hire. I like the hire back in May. I'm into it. That doesn't mean they're going to make the playoffs this year. It could be a tire fire. It could be a disaster. But I'm into it, and I want to see how this goes.
Owen Parker and I did an entire sports talk Saturday on the hiring of Jarmo Kekäläinen. That's how excited we were about the hire. We really liked the hire. But now comes back a sentence that I said before the season, Zach, and I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing, but I did say this season needs to be different. I don't know if that means good or bad, but it has to be different. Different is firing the general manager of 5.5 years. Now what? Well, we're going to find out together, but at the very least, there was a change made that needed to be made, really, and I didn't even get into half of the – I didn't have a chance to get into half of the notes about Kevin Adams. And I would imagine that when we have this show again tomorrow, I would like to expound a little bit further.
803-0550, the number to call. Josh, thanks for the call. Love to hear from you. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer, we'll be right back after this quick timeout. Listening to WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.